Good day. October 11th. It happens to be Johan's birthday, and he turns 73 that day. So we ended up looking for a place to have some coffee and breakfast. But we were used to having coffee places everywhere, even though there wasn't anything else to be served. Now, in Mauritania, in Nouadhibou, there was absolutely no easily to find restaurants. You had to really make an effort and look very hard. It's all very basic, very busy when people are around, but really not easy to find services. So after a fair walk around, we finally found a place that wasn't really all that busy. We were the only people to come there. And they ended up making us some breakfast. Pretty soon, we ended up being joined by Jonas and Pascal. They turned out, they're two German guys in their mid-20s, riding motorbikes that we had encountered when crossing into Mauritania. Their plan is to drive all the way to South Africa. We can relate to that. Anyway, they had the same issue and ended up having a breakfast in the same place as we did. So we were able to exchange a bunch of information. They had plans to get on the iron train that is getting to be famous in Mauritania. The iron train, iron ore train, should I say, ends up in Nouadhibou, where we were, and gets processed and transported wherever it goes. But it comes from the inside of Mauritania. It turns out that as a tourist, you're not supposedly not to ride that train, but it has become a sort of a target for people that want to have a challenge. So Jonas and Pascal were going to be two of those people. The locals are allowed to ride the train. So when you leave Nouadhibou, all the wagons are empty. But when you come back, you have to sit on top of the iron ore. And supposedly it's a 14-hour ride. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But they were pretty bent on wanting to encounter that. So we were able to then drive through town a fair bit more and went to visit further places on the peninsula. Ended up at a place where there was a hotel and a good for coffee kind of thing at the end of the road. And just a lot of industry, a lot of desolation. I mean, overall, Nouadhibou does not appear to have a high quality of life. Even though there are places where they are expanding, and those places are generally better cared for, and more likely to be finished, better neighborhoods in the making. But it's hard to imagine to be in a place like that. Anyway, We had opted to stay another night in Nouadhibou since we got there late and probably we needed to leave a little early to do the next run. So we stayed around for two nights and had a good visit. But it's intense. When it came down to dinner time, we finally found a really, really, really nice place that was part bakery and part where you could just buy your dinner as a takeout, but they had a place to sit, so that worked out okay. High quality stuff. So they do have good stuff there, but you just need to look hard for it. It's hard to know how everything works because everything is busy, busy, busy. People bartering, people selling just about anything under the sun and waiting for someone to show up to buy it. It's not an easy life. We did find out that 35 people from this town had left in a fishing boat and had just arrived in one of the island groups in front of the coast, which was a major feat because that's quite a distance. And they all had survived. I have no idea what will happen with them. So thank you for coming along, and we'll catch more tomorrow.